Okay, enough talking. Let's just sit quietly and do some meditation. Or rather, perhaps I should say, let meditation take place. So move your body. And it's simple. I'm not giving you highfalutin complicated practices. I try not to, at least. Just simple stuff and practices I've given you already many times, so it's nothing new. So move your body, make yourself comfortable. And then when you're ready, move your body and then sit in a quiet, in a comfortable position. Make yourself comfortable, whether you're sitting on the floor or you're sitting on a chair, wherever. Just settle in, be comfortable, and then close your eyes and bring your attention to the body and the contact of your body with the ground, with the chair, just to bring you into this present moment. Not concerned about what's happening outside. Not concerned for the moment with what's going on in the big bad world. No, you are just giving a bit of time just to be quiet. So I am conscious. Doesn't need to be said because we're not blocks of wood. I am conscious of whatever is going on in this moment, albeit with my eyes closed. I am conscious of the sounds around. I am conscious of the sensations of the body, the sensations where my body is touching the ground or seat, you can use the word awareness if you wish. Some people define them differently, but for me at least, they're the same. And I am aware, conscious of the contact of my clothing with the skin. If you were not conscious, if I am not conscious, then even if the clothing is touching the skin, you would not know it. bring your attention to the heartbeat. I am conscious of the heartbeat. And imagine there is an inner space at the level of the heart, the heart space, Hridayakash. I am conscious of my feelings. If you have any at the moment, you are conscious of them. And if you have no particular feelings, then be conscious of the heart space, the virtual heart space. I am conscious, I am aware. Noting that the feelings may be strong or weak, but actually you are conscious of them. We easily identify, of course, with strong feelings. Especially if they are strong, painful. But in fact, at least in this moment, I know actually I am conscious of them. Then bring your attention to the thoughts. And the inner space of the thoughts. And again, notice if you wish, I am conscious of the thoughts which are arising from within. I am conscious of the thoughts which are arising from within. And if there are no particular thoughts, I am conscious of the space, the inner space within which thoughts arise. And of course, the same applies to any mental images. I am conscious of these images. Just as when you dream, you are conscious of the dramas that are taking place in the dream. As I always say, you may not remember your dreams, but that's just because of lack of training. So I am conscious. I am aware. Identify with awareness. Identify with the I that is conscious. And you may have noticed that the more we identify with awareness as the I, we feel this sense of fullness, this feeling of accomplishment or contentment. Of course, this is bringing things into the level of mind and feelings. But the very fact of identifying with awareness, it brings about almost by contact, it brings about a positive, I would say, change in our mind, our feelings. It's like the magnet can affect iron filings around, doesn't need to actually touch them. Just having it in the proximity of the iron is sufficient to give an effect on the iron. And if they are filings, they can actually move them. So now you can, in your own time, externalize feeling your body, feeling the atmosphere or the air around your body. Perhaps sounds, and in your own time, you can open your eyes, or you can keep them closed also. But this is the end of this short meditation.